The 384th Corn Belt Hour is on the air. Good to hear that familiar old tune as our Corn Belt Farm Hour theme. And it's good to announce that today and every Saturday, the Corn Belt Hour will come to WHO listeners through the auspices of the Iowa Dairy Industry Commission in cooperation with the American Dairy Association. Appropriately, today's broadcast, again under the direction of our farm editor, Herb Plambeck, is to originate from the famous Dairy Cattle Congress show at Waterloo. We take you now to Herb Plambeck at Waterloo.
And here we are at Waterloo, along with our engineers, Tommy Doonan and Herb Steinmetz. Our microphones are set up in the Dairy Heifer Exhibit Barn, where a lot of energetic youngsters are making last-minute preparations for the big show here, and where quite a lot of interested folks, dairymen, farmers, 4-H members, their mothers and dads, visitors of different kinds and from different areas and others are crowded around ready to watch activities here on this broadcast. Possibly our listeners will also be able to hear in the background a little of the sound from some of the cows as they're bellowing, or perhaps we'd better say heifers, because in this particular exhibit it's a display of 4-H dairy heifers. A moment ago, our announcer told of the significant recognition that has come to our Corn Belt Hour, that beginning today, our program is to be sponsored by the Iowa Dairy Industries Commission, cooperating with the American Dairy Association. We're delighted to have this opportunity, and just a little later on, we hope to have a representative of the Dairy Industry Commission here with us. As a matter of fact, one of them is right here now. We're going to call him on him for just a little additional reason. He is none other than the genial secretary of the Iowa Waterloo Dairy Cattle Congress, Mr. E. S. Estill. And I think it's highly appropriate that we start our show by having a word from Mr. Estill about this entire exhibit. Mr. Estill.
Thank you, Herb. May I first thank WHO for the splendid cooperation it has given us in telling its audiences about the Iowa 4-H Club Exposition, which opened here this morning in Waterloo. This exposition, which the Dairy Cattle Congress is sponsoring, and which will be held today, tomorrow, and Monday, exceeds all of its 23 predecessors in the number of entries by a considerable margin. It is being held during the war period to provide an appropriate setting for farm boys and girls to exhibit their livestock and participate in judging and demonstration contests. The opportunity to compare this livestock with those owned by others and the chance to match their skill and knowledge in the various contests is a big factor in establishing an interesting program for farm youth, which in return encourages them to remain on the farm and desire and strive for the best livestock and the best farming method. On this beautiful morning, crowds of farmers and city people are streaming through the gates, and interested audiences are watching the livestock judging in the hippodrome. The livestock now being exhibited by 4-H'ers on the program total more than 800 head. In addition to the livestock program, we have scores of additional and exhibits. The entire exposition is keyed to the war food production and conservation program. The Dairy Cattle Congress, the Iowa State Dairy Association, the Iowa Horse and Mule Breeders Association, and other organizations cooperating with us join me in extending you, the listening audience, a cordial invitation to attend the show one of the 3 days. To provide diversion and good entertainment, we are staging Iowa's foremost saddle horse show with 121 of the Midwest's best horses representing the largest stables in the Central West. This, together with a complete circus program, provides a diversion and entertainment which I know you will all enjoy. Again, Herb, may I extend the thanks of the Dairy Cattle Congress to WHO.
We only wish, Mr. Estill, that everyone listening in could see this grand display. But with wartime tasks, keeping so many folks on their farms and at their jobs, we look upon this broadcast as an added opportunity and responsibility. We're going to turn to Bill Diamond here rather shortly. He is in another section of the barn. Before we bring the microphone to him, though, perhaps the word is in order as to just where we are. We're in the nearly new 4-H Dairy Heifer barn, and it's filled with interesting displays. Row on row of outstanding dairy calves and heifers, all of them trim and clean and all painstakingly cared for by their proud young owners. Might add, too, that all about the barn we see bunting, banners, rather a patriotic display here and there in the red, white, and blue that we see above the stalls of the calves. There are bales of straw and hay, and everywhere we look, things are clean. We'd like to emphasize that. It's really a pleasure to work here. Well, I see Bill is over there ready to tell you from another section of the barn what he sees there, and I think he has one or two exhibitors lined up for interviews. So we take you now to Bill Diamond in another section of the dairy barn.
Herb, we're over here in the northeast corner of the dairy barn, and as we're going down the aisles, we see the mighty fine exhibits that are being made by Linn County, and here's the Green County exhibit, and here's a group of calves from Wapello County and some from Floyd County, and then we see a nice group of Ayrshire cattle from Mitchell County, and as we move down into another part of the barn, we find the big Fayette County exhibit, in which they have 25 head of mighty fine dairy heifers of all breeds, and as we come down here, I see some activity over on this side of the barn. Here is Bob Massey from Chickasaw County, and Bob is hard at work with the electric clipping machine working on a heifer. Bob, what's going on here?
Well, just trimming them up a little bit before Monday.
What is the purpose of trimming them up, Bob?
Oh, it just helps their parents all over a little bit.
Well, where do you use the clipper on the heifer?
Oh, trim their tails and their bellies and their heads and necks and their udders.
And I see also, Bob, that that heifer has a very shiny pair of horns. Have you been doing some work on them, or is that natural?
No, that isn't natural. We've done a little bit of work on them.
Just what do you do on that, Bob?
Oh, they should be filed down and then scraped and then sanded with emery cloth and then about 3 coats of horn polish put on them.
Three coats of horn polish, huh? And that adds to the appearance of the heifer in the ring, is that right?
That's right.
Bob, what is this heifer that you're working on here? Is this one that you showed before?
Yes, she was first prize heifer calf here in the heifer calf class last year at Waterloo.
A mighty beautiful heifer, and she is entered in what class again this year?
Senior yearling.
She'll show as a senior yearling, and I suppose you're pinning your hopes that she'll come through again, is that right?
That's right.
Well, thanks a lot, Bob Massey, and as we move down through the crowd here and around these heifers, we come across another exhibit here. Here's a boy from way off in one corner of the state. What's your name here, fella?
Louis Reese of Adams County.
You're from clear down in the corner of the state, down in Adams County, and I believe that you've been around here before. Have you shown here before?
Yes, the last past 3 years.
You've shown here for 3 years now, and you come quite a distance, don't you?
Better than 200 miles.
Better than 200 miles, and how many head of heifers did you bring this year?
Two.
And what breed are those?
Guernsey.
You will show them in what classes?
Well, two-year-old and a yearling.
Two-year-old and a yearling. And you've had this one heifer here, have you? Your two-year-old,
yeah.
A number of times?
In the past 3 years.
Well, that's mighty fine. And, Louis, we hope that sooner or later you'll come back to the club show at Waterloo with not just yourself and your heifers, but maybe three or four more exhibitors. How does it look down there in your part of the state?
Swell.
And, Louis, we sure hope that we can see you again next year. And as we move down through the aisles here. Here's another exhibit. Don Wall, I believe. Is that right, Don?
Yes, that's right.
And Don, where are you from?
It's Mappanoose County.
Well, that's clear down in the southern part of the state, isn't it?
Yes.
And you've come quite a ways here to this show.
Yes, around 200 miles.
Around 200 miles again. And how many head of cattle did you bring up from Mappanoose County?
5 head.
How many exhibitors does that represent?
3.
3 exhibitors, and those are a brown Swiss, aren't they?
Yes.
And you showed those at your county fair, I presume?
Yes.
And you're going to show them in what classes here?
They're all in yearling classes.
They're all in the yearling class. And that show, again, will be Monday morning. And
yes.
I suppose that you're going to go right to work on these heifers and get them all trimmed up and have them out for the show at that time. Well, we can move down through the barn some more here. And I see another exhibitor here, Lowell Maben, who has been doing quite a bit. You're kind of a familiar figure around here, Lowell. What are you showing this year?
I have 5 head of brown Swiss cattle here.
All of your own calves?
Yes.
Well, that's mighty fine, Lowell. You've been exhibiting here for a number of years, haven't you?
Yes, this makes my 10th year.
And you say you have these 5 head. And by the way, Lowell, you were quite a high-ranking boy in brown Swiss circles last year, weren't you? Down here in this contest?
Right.
Well, now don't get all red here, folks. Lowell here was a state champion Brown Swiss Club member, and he's one of the outstanding 4-H Club members in the state. Over here I see the secretary of the Iowa Brown Swiss Breeders Association from Keokuk County, is that right?
That's right.
Van? L.S. Van Auken. And Van, you're a kind of familiar figure around the Brown Swiss circles. What do you think of the show this year?
Well, I think we have a wonderful show here, Bill. Really, the outstanding number of the Swiss here appeals to me. I think Bill's done a wonderful job in getting these boys in here, and we hope that we can even do better next year.
Well, Van, for your information, this is the biggest brown Swiss show we've ever had.
All right, Bill Diamond, we're over here in another section of the barn now. It sounded as though you were having a pretty good time with that big crowd around you, and I'm sure that the folks on the air enjoyed the comments you had and the interviews that you conducted. From this particular vantage point, we can see the Poweshiek County display, largely made up of air shears as I see it from this particular point. A beautiful display in that the youngsters have gone to work and sort of put on a lot of fancy trimmings up above their stalls. The Monroe County display is over a little farther along. They've got a little fence behind their entries. And then over to the other side of us, the big Tama 4-H County display. That's really a dairy display. We don't know how many entries, but it's a lot of them. And now swinging way over toward the extreme end of the barn, way over here is, I see it, the north side. I hope I'm right in these directions. Displays of all kinds. Over here, right to my right, is a young man who has been in 4-H and future farmer work for a good many years. He was president of the Future Farmers of America last year, and this year I believe he's president of the 4-H Boys of Iowa. He is Herbert Hoover, Herbert Hoover Jr. We'd probably better emphasize that he is a younger member of that famous family. Herbert, how long have you been in 4-H work?
I've been in 4-H club work 11 years, Herb.
And this display here seems to be largely made up of jerseys, I need to correct myself here. I think I recognize them well enough, but I was looking over to another display at the moment. The jerseys are all yours?
No, 5 of them are mine, and the rest of the 10 head belong to other members in the county.
As you look back over your years of experience, Herbert, how do you feel about the work that you've had, the activities that you've had? I'm sure that you must have enjoyed it tremendously.
Well, Herb, it's pretty hard for me to tell you in a few words just how I do feel the end of 11 years of club work full of worthwhile experiences. I am certain that I have received a lot of valuable livestock management experience and have developed a appreciation for quality livestock and living on the farm that no amount of discouragement will ever take away.
Thank you, Herbert Hoover, Jr. You certainly have what it takes to go ahead and make a success of things. You're graduating from 4-H work this year, but I know you're carrying on in agriculture. Over here is another young man who's graduated from Club Work some years ago, Bill Hitz of Polk County. Bill, have you looked over these displays? And if so, can you give us the other counties on display here?
I have, Herb, and I've found the following list of counties. Kossuth, Winneshiek, Story, Polk, Mahaska, Appanoose, and Marshall also has a nice exhibit.